Hi, it's Greg and Lucky.
And this is our podcast. If you don't catch us from 5 to 9, this is what you missed.
Nicolas Cage. This guy just will not stop acting. And now he's going to be in a horror movie about Jesus.
Oh, boy.
And he's playing Jesus's dad. Now, not the, you know, the big guy in the sky.
Right.
Not the sky daddy guy.
Okay.
He's playing Joseph. Christ's adoptive father.
Gotcha.
You know, the poor guy that went into the barn and found his wife pregnant?
Yes.
How he stuck with Mary. His buddies at the bar must have been like, dude.
Immaculate.
How stupid are you?
You had to look that up.
How dumb are you? Anyhow, so look for that. It's going to be called The Carpenter's Son.
Okay. It's a horror movie?
It tells the dark story of a family hiding out in Rome. The son, known only as the boy, is driven to doubt by another mysterious child and rebels against his guardian, the carpenter, revealing inherent powers and a fate beyond his comprehension. As he exercises his own powers, the boy and his family become the targets of horrors, natural and divine. So, yeah.
All right.
Don't take your very religious aunt to that movie. She won't enjoy.
What are you doing this Sunday?
Yeah.
I was thinking of matinee.
It's like when I went to see The Temptation of the Christ and my phone rang. I always get it confused. The Passion of the Christ, yeah. He's carrying his cross up the mountain there. Mary's walking along with him, blubbering her eyes out because her son's going to get, you know, strung up. And all of a sudden, in the middle of this theater, just surrounded by old religious women, it's my cell phone tone at the time. I'm trying desperately to get into my coat pocket.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They almost crucified me.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. John Stewart has no patience for supposedly anti-woke comedians and pundits who complain about what they can and can't say anymore. During his performance at the Netflix is a Joke Festival, he said, "The people who talk about anti-woke are the biggest effing wussies you would ever find. I'm just so tired of it. The woke crap, you lose nothing. I'm a comedian. I've lost just two words in 35 years. Honestly, are you that effing unimaginative that you can't figure it out?"
Mm.
I think he's tired of comedians using the woke stuff as a complaint that they can't perform like they once did.
Right. They can't use the N-word or something. Yeah.
Or just be, they're afraid liberals will come after them. And,
yeah.
I got a real problem with Paramount Plus because The Daily Show is supposed to air the next morning every day on Paramount Plus.
Okay.
And so every Monday, Jon Stewart hosts it and he's terrific at it. And I always liked him even back in the day when he was the main host. He hasn't lost a step, but there'll go by like weeks will go by before Paramount Plus posts the new Daily Shows. And then all of a sudden they'll put up like 10 of them.
Oh,
and there's somebody just lazy.
Could be
at the Plus.
How do you keep your subscription services in order?
Oh, I got a whole system.
You got a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah. My TV consumption is like your food consumption. It's a lot of it.
And copious amounts.
Yeah.
And all at once.
Yes, sir.
In one sitting.
Ben Affleck was at the roast of Tom Brady. Oh, speaking of going back to the Jesus joke about Joseph and his buddies in the bar going, "How stupid are you?" Somebody had a great line at Tom Brady when they said, "How dumb were you to tell Giselle to go get a jiu-jitsu trainer?" "How's the working out going, honey?"
"You're Brazilian.
You'll
like it."
They say she was going to 8 classes a day. She only came home with bruises on her arse.
Oh, wow.
You got to watch it. Oh, they go after him about her. Yeah. So at the roast, Ben Affleck was there. And now people are saying he might have got some plastic surgery. Maybe J-Lo sent him to the doctor. One person on Twitter said it looked like a hard launching of a new face. Another said he looks like he's fresh from a facelift. Somebody called it the melty look. Somebody else compared it to Curious George and Bruce Springsteen after a 3-day bender.
Curious George.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Harsh.
Yeah.
His look, that meme of him with the utter frustration.
Oh yeah, the husband look.
Oh, so good.
But I think there's a lot of photos where the two of them look totally frustrated with each other.
Right. Yeah.
And there was a great photo I just saw online. It's of Jason Bateman and Michael J. Fox together at a Rangers game.
Okay.
Now, Bateman, of course, was Teen Wolf 2.
Right.
And Michael J. Fox played the original Teen
Wolf.
Yes. And it's just so great. I guess they've remained friends, which is terrific. But Bateman looks like he's going to be Teen Wolf 3. Like, he's got this crazy long hair and this beard. Maybe he's playing Jesus in the new Nicolas Cage movie. Tomorrow morning, we are going to be live at McDonald's for McHappy Day.
That's right.
Come by and see us. We'll be at the Consumers in Brock Street in Whippy.
I can't wait.
Really?
Well, you know how often we talk about breakfast and breakfast sandwiches on this show. I mean, right. We could actually do a show where we have one available to us right next door.
You know, the problem is, and I agree with you. Sometimes we talk food or anything and we were hungry. But I always find in those situations, and even when we were doing Rock Your Block, Ted would be cooking up a storm, and I could just never eat it.
Right.
Like, too focused. I'd be hungry after, but we'd be there. Like, even if I ended up getting some sort of breakfast sandwich or whatever, I probably wouldn't touch it while we're doing the show.
Okay.
Yeah, just...
It might not be there when it's finished.
You know, well, I know, being around you. What a food whore you are.
Oh, I can shovel it in.
It is unbelievable. Like, you don't even... I don't know that I've had dinner or a meal with anybody who always eats their food like they're in prison and it's going to be taken away from them. You were raised an only child. You would think you were raised with 14 siblings who were all fighting over the bowls of food.
That's right.
You don't even chew. You just inhale.
Have you ever seen the videos? There's a trend, a TikTok trend, where women are trying to keep up with their spouse eating. They're hilarious because, you know, like, you'll see dudes, and I'm sure you're the same way, like eating a Big Mac where you can cram that thing in.
If I'm drunk and starving.
And if Maria was trying to keep up with you with the speed that you're eating it.
I will say about Maria, she can eat like a man. She can put back more food than me probably on any given day. But as we say at the Venn House, she eats, I drink.
Right.
So. That's how we do it. But yeah, no, if you want to see a viewing of the feeding at the zoo, come by tomorrow and just watch Lucky.
For a good cause. We'll eat for a good cause.
Well, we'll all watch you pile back. Let's see if we can put back. I'm going to put about 6 breakfast sandwiches into you.
Well, it's McHappy Day, so we can go for it. Portions of the proceeds of all food and beverage menu items go to Ronald McDonald House Canada and other local children's charities. And really cool this year, too, you've got that option to round up your order, which helps to donate more.
Oh, here we go. Lucky you'll be using the word round up.
I'll be rounding up. But not just the order. Myself will be rounding.
Today, we're going to try the first of 3 of Ted Reeder's new frozen foods. We're going to do the shepherd's pie for dinner tonight. Good. But I'm still shocked. So we got 3 of these each. They're about 2 pounds or more per thing.
Right. Yeah.
So you're just talking 6 or 7
pounds.
Got
a shepherd's pie, a brisket shepherd's pie, a brisket lasagna, and a mac and cheese.
And greedy guts puts them all back in one day.
Well, listen, the man gave us food to try and give us his feedback, so I wanted to make sure I tried a bit of everything.
But wouldn't you do a shepherd's pie?
I didn't eat the whole thing myself. There's a family of 4 eating this.
2 adults and 2 little kids.
They're not little kids, teenagers. They put back, Christian put back half of the mac and cheese. I had one, say, we put it into 6s.
Yeah.
We sectioned it into little sections of 6. I had one of the shepherd's pie yesterday, 2 of the lasagna on Sunday, and 2 on Saturday.
Feeding those kids this much food in no time, you're going to have their blades on their skates reinforced just to hold that weight. We were going to mention this a few minutes ago, but we got sidetracked with the McHappy Days and Lucky's need to consume full plates of food.
Copious amounts.
Every 20 to 25 minutes.
Sure.
You're actually seriously into the Elvis zone at this stage. A full meal every 20 minutes.
I like to think it's more like Dwayne The Rock Johnson without any of the working out or exercise.
No. People, picture Elvis like that last concert in Indianapolis where right. he's at the piano, eyes rolling in the back of his head, face the size of a soccer ball, uh-huh. sweating. That's lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come see tomorrow at McCaffrey's.
Maybe that's why I was sweating in the booth so bad. All right.
You probably sweat in the shower at this stage. Have a salad, crying out loud.
I do. Chicken Caesar.
Yeah, man. That's right. Just swimming in Caesar dressing. What are some next big things that vanished? Most of it is tech stuff because it comes and goes so fast these days. Google Plus is a good example. It was Google's social network that was supposed to rival Facebook.
Okay. Good luck with that.
The metaverse, Facebook's alternate reality virtual space. I still mm-hmm. don't really understand what the hell it was. And obviously most of us didn't because nobody used it.
Right.
3D television and 3D movies. HD DVD. It lost out to Blu-ray in the mid-2000s. Before that, Betamax was the one that got sunk by Sony
right, yeah.
or by VHS machines. And it was, the story I understood was Betamax was always the superior tape. And Sony owned the rights to it, and they would not let any other tech companies make Betamax machines. And so VHS became the thing.
Gotcha. The Laserdisc was there for a minute, too,
yeah,
right?
It was, yeah.
And these, I remember them just looking really cool.
Yeah.
Because they looked like platinum albums.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think at one point you could even have a player in your car.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Quibly or Quibi, it was a streaming platform focused on short-form content. I don't remember ever hearing it.
Okay.
Quibi. NFTs.
Yes, that's true.
The digital photos going for big bucks.
What did you do if you spent, like for these guys who invested in these things?
It's insane. Well, they go really, during the Tom Brady roast, they go after him hard about all the money.
Crypto.
All the money he lost in crypto. You know, as he's sitting there smiling, you really can't see the stupidity in his eyes.
Right.
You know.
I tend to think they don't have enough sound on the stage. Like, they can't even hear it. So they're smiling a little bit. They're looking up. They're going off the crowd's reaction.
No, I think he's just stupid.
Yeah, could be.
The two-wheeled Segway personal transporter.
It worked for mall cops.
Right. Paul Blart.
That's right.
That's right.
You still see, and that's basically security is the only place you really see them.
Yeah. Although I do like those. You see these dudes barreling down the streets on these, I guess, motorized skateboards.
Oh, yeah.
They look pretty cool.
Have you seen the one wheel?
Yes.
They look like dangerous. Really futuristic.
And dangerous. I'd crack my skull.
Fail in a second. Yeah, I couldn't even get it started. Same with those hoverboards. I don't even bother trying with that. But I every now and then you see with someone on here like that. That's like Back to the Future type stuff.
Yeah. Microsoft Zune. Whatever that is, some diehards still swear by it. Virtual reality, it hasn't fully vanished. It still keeps coming back, but it never becomes the game changer that people think it will be.
Well, I mean, it's the porn industry that's really probably the driver of that.
Yeah. And New Coke, also on the list. UltimateClassicRock.com decided to rank the 50 greatest power ballads in rock history, and Purple Rain from Prince is considered number one.
Oh.
I don't know that I consider that a power ballad.
Right.
But I guess.
Well, yeah, Purple Rain. Yeah.
I guess so.
Yeah. It's just, not the album, just the song. Right,
right, yeah, because you don't really put Prince under the category of like a rock act.
Right.
I mean, he did it all.
Yeah.
He was a mix of everything.
I mean, like, you know, GNR were so great at them. Mm-hmm. November Rain.
It's number three on the list.
Another Rain song.
Yeah. Alone from Heart is number two.
Okay.
Don't Stop Believing, course, Journey, number four.
Yeah.
I Want to Know What Love Is, Foreigner at five. Home Sweet Home, Motley Crue, Dream On, Aerosmith. And number eight, I'll Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That, Meatloaf. Did we ever find out what it was he wouldn't do? Do we know?
No.
No, I guess not.
He lost them before that.
Christian, Sister Christian from Night Ranger. And Heaven from Bryan Adams tops the, finishes the list, the top 10 anyhow.
Okay.
Like I said, it's 50 power ballads. But what really upsets me the most is this song lands at 19, way too far down the list.
Why can't every rose has its thorn? like every night has its dawn.
I saw Poison at the Buzz stage years ago, and when this song started, all the lighters went up, and I thought everybody's hair was going to catch on fire.
Right.
All the hairspray and the, it was a thing of beauty.
Man, I just remember, it's funny because, you know, General's top of mind because I was at the game last night. But at one point back in, a decade ago, their goalie coach was Zach Burke. Right. His brother is Sebastian Bach.
Oh, really?
Right. And one game, Sebastian came.
Oh.
And just rock star. Like everything about him exudes rock star.
Yeah. Some have it. You know, there are just people, like we were talking about Lenny Kravitz the other day.
Yeah.
You know, even Jeff Woods.
Yeah.
He just oozes cool.
That's right.
I can't even fake it a little bit.
No.
You know? No. You either have it. It's something in your personality. It's a gene you possess.
Well, and I mean, and I guess they get accustomed to it in the sense that they just know how people are going to react around them, and they're just attuned to it, or they just can tune it out in the sense that they can just continue on being how they are, doing what they do, despite people fawning over them every time they walk into a room.
It's funny, too, because with rock stars, you know, they get away with so much. I saw this video the other day. There was some street singer performing an Aerosmith song, and Steven Tyler happened to be in the area. I've seen this with other artists where they just show up and sing along with them. Oh, yeah.
Lenny's done that, too.
Yeah. But Steven's standing there at the side of the road, and he's just draped in leather and scarves and a hat, and nobody thinks twice about it. It's just Steven Tyler. If I go and change my look a little bit, wear a jean jacket for a change, I get mocked for it.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you think you are?
I was the other day. I was wearing, because I found this old pair of jeans as I was cleaning up my closet, and they still fit and they feel pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
So I started wearing them again. And my kids, who haven't seen me wear anything but track pants for the last 4 or 5 years, look at me like, what the hell are you doing with those on? Like, they're jeans.
Yeah. I
relax.
Know.
I'm living out of a basket for the last month during renovations.
Do your boys wear jeans?
No.
Yeah, you know, it's a funny thing. My guys never liked them either.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up on them.
They take a break-in. There's a break-in phase when you first get them.
Yeah.
And I, as a kid, I never wore them.
Oh, really? See, that's
never
all
wore them.
I wore was jeans.
Well, I didn't wear them because the first pair I ever got was, you know, Bargain Herald's
sure.
middle of the table. And, you know, they were like putting cardboard on your legs.
GWG scrubbies.
And try to walk around.
Wranglers.
Jordache, I believe.
Yeah. My Levi's had an E instead of an I.
No, I think they were Wranglers, to be honest. Yeah. And those are, like, they are as stiff as literally putting 2x4s around your legs.
Yeah. Jesus, I remember buying jeans and then shrinking them so they'd be even tighter.
There is a new look now with, and I don't even know if they're actually jeans. It's more like a leggings that look like jeans, like right. jeggings.
Yeah.
And there are dudes walking around in them that really shouldn't be. there's gotta be, if you're wearing anything that's skin tight,
yeah.
you gotta have a certain amount of skin. And if you've got too much of it, like, if it looks like whipped cream trying to break out of an eclair, like, that's not good.
Let's say a common human experience that no one ever discusses for some reason. Something we've all done but don't talk about. How many of these things have you experienced? When you get a call from a weird number and immediately Google it.
Okay.
I've never done that.
I don't know. Normally, like, if you get one of those, like, starts with a V or a right. letter, like, okay, I'm not even going to bother. I don't think I've Googled a number.
No.
I remember you had the kind of like the reverse star 69 kind of thing or whatever the hell
right.
that was, where you could kind of try to track down what a number was.
Yeah, I don't think I
wait now and just see if they leave a message, right?
That's exactly it. And if they don't, you know, it's some sort of spam. I just will not answer a number I don't recognize. You're breathing fine until you lie down and one nostril immediately closes up.
I think I've had that.
Yeah, probably. One pocket holds your phone, the others hold everything else.
Yes, it's true.
I do the thing where I never go in. So you're carrying groceries or your arms are full. I never put my proper hand in the pocket with the keys.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like I got you're all always my digging? Stuff. I'm always digging around and I'm putting stuff down.
Right.
When you swallow water in a weird way and that's, there's that excruciating pain in your chest, I think I've had that.
Yeah, goes down the wrong tube.
Yeah. When you need a specific item at the grocery store, but someone's standing in front of it, so you pretend to shop for something else until they move. I've done that.
I thought you were going to say when you need a specific item in the grocery store, you go in, forget about it, and get everything but that item.
Yeah, I have gone home many times. You know, you're cooking something, you need one lemon, and I've forgotten the lemon. And
right.
You know, well, it's just lemon. I mean, we'll be fine. But so I will get aggravated with people who are standing in front of, like, the pickles. Forever. They're pickles. You probably have a favorite brand. Just grab that.
Right.
The remote goes missing and you're convinced someone else is sitting on it even after they check. I know you're lying to me. My aggravation level goes high really fast too when I can't find the remote.
Oh yeah. And I'm a remote hog too. I want the control of that remote.
I'm not shocked by that.
No.
When you think there's a bug on your neck, but it's just the tag on your shirt. These are things that everybody does but never talks about.
True.
The satisfying feeling when your ear randomly pops and your hearing increases by 50%.
Oh, such a great feeling. Right now, I got a bit of a plugged ear.
Me too.
And I think it might be like an allergy-related thing.
I get the same thing, so it probably is.
Oh, it drives you nuts.
It does. Yeah. And, of course, having a terrific poop. It
okay.
just changes the entire day.
It can.
It just. And the other thing we mentioned masturbation earlier when we were talking about discussing this. The other thing too is the nose picking.
Yeah, digging for nuggets.
Now I've had to be careful leaving this building because we got a stretch of road from this airport here in Oshawa
right.
down to the main road on Taunton. And so sometimes I'll want to get two knuckles in.
You want to dig right away?
But we have coworkers yes. coming by the other way.
Yeah, you can't catch you prospecting.
No. So I've had to hold off on the joy of nose pick until I get out onto Taunton. And I figure it's just strangers, so who cares? You also have to be aware of not doing it like at intersections.
Right.
What you don't want is to look over and have some woman staring at you from her driver's seat or passenger seat as you're just plumbing for.
That's the Seinfeld, right? The pick.
Yeah, that's right, the pick. Boy, Jerry has done a lot of press. He was on SNL on Saturday night to warn anybody who's in entertainment who has a movie or a new release of anything to not do so much press. Like, he's just been everywhere promoting
right.
the podcast.
Yeah, he's
movie.
Been doing a ton. But I guess between Netflix and is a joke and this new movie he's got coming out too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's out now on Netflix. I've heard people say you've got to watch it and understand it's just quirky and silly.
Right.
And it's a time killer. A lot of people are saying it just absolutely sucks.
Right.
But, you know.
Guess what? It's going to make him a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people that don't like Jerry Seinfeld or just his complaining way of comedy.
Right.
But he's brilliant in how he does it, and it's paid off for him.
You know, he was on with Bill Maher in this most recent Club Random, and they have been good friends since 1979. They shared a bunch of stories. It was quite interesting because they're so polar opposite.
Yeah.
Both in their comedy and the way they look at life. And it was so funny because Bill's going on about getting older and, you know, do you fear what's going to happen or this or that? And Jerry's like, nah. Like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
And Bill's a pack rat. He keeps everything. And Jerry's very much a minimalist, has not kept anything from his career, doesn't think his kids will even be bothered, like, to have any interest in it.
Right.
And I know because I've had these conversations with my family, certainly after the passing of my dad, about I am, as I'm aging, becoming more and more of a minimalist. I don't need or want anything.
Mm.
And so just pack ratting stuff drives me insane. And I'm just like, for what? Like, what purpose do you hold on to your grade 8 science exam? For what purpose?
That's why half of the new construction you see in your area is storage facilities.
Yeah, we are crazy with it. Anyhow, it was just really interesting because you can just tell with Jerry, and maybe because he's got so much money, he doesn't give a crap about anything, but I think he's always going to have that, who cares?
Right.
What does it matter? I like his outlook.
Rock Mornings with Craig Venn and Lucky. 94.9 The Rock.